The question today is, what will the Lord do in the future for all He has saved? We said, and this is part two of this question, we've said yesterday that the Lord will complete your salvation. You see, when one is saved, he has been justified. He's been saved from the penalty of sin. His spirit has been resurrected unto life and saved from the penalty of sin. But his soul will be daily sanctified. It means the walk of progression toward perfection that'll be gained at the first resurrection. He'll be made like unto the image of his dear Son. God predetermined that. That's an unconditional promise that all who've been justified, he will save their soul from the power of sin, so there'll be victory in his life. And then one day, and that'll be at the rapture, when he comes back, he'll save that person, from his body, from the presence of sin. And that's glorification. And that's going to be completed in every person. That's why he said in Philippians 1:6, he said, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work will perform it unto the day of Christ. So he's going to do that. Now, we might ask the question, how? I didn't deal with this yesterday, but the question, how is he going to do that? The Bible says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So there's four. He's going to change this old vile body. That's corruption, into the incorruptible. And he's going to change this old mortal body that's subject to death into an immortal one that'll never die. And that'll be made in the image of our dear Lord. God said he's going to do that. So salvation will be complete. What will the Lord do for in the future for all he has saved? He will bring about complete salvation. But also, after the rapture, there's going to be a judgment seat that we're going to have to stand before. He's going to do that for all the saved of God. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number, 2 Corinthians 5, 1, he says this. He said, for we know that if our earthly house or this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in heavens. Then in verse 10, for we, and the we's talking about those who are going to have a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. It's talking about those who have been saved by the grace of God. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Now only the saved will be brought before the judgment seat of Christ. Only they'll stay there. How do we know that? Because of the fact, he said, we have a promise. We'll have a house, a building not made with hands, eternal in heaven. Now, what's that going to be like as far as the judgment seat? Now, God's promised everyone he has saved, somewhere in the future, there's going to be a judgment seat of Christ. Now, that judgment's not to determine heaven or hell, because only the saved will be there. But it's not, that judgment is not going to be a Sunday school picnic. Paul also said there in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. That's right after the verse that said we're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. He called the judgment the terror of the Lord. And so we have a little bit written about it in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 11 through verse number 15, when it says, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. In other words, he said we're going to have a judgment seat where our works are going to come into view. It's only the saved will be there. In other words, as we look at that, it says there's two kinds of works you can build upon the foundation that's been laid in your soul. That's after you're saved, what you do with what you have, what God's worked in you. You can build wood, hay, and stubble, or you can build up on that gold, precious stone, and silver. In other words, it's talking about works that will not stand the fire. Now, the fire is symbolical of judgment. The judgment of God at the judgment seat of Christ will cause all your works of wood, hay, and stubble to be destroyed. But yet, if you've got the gold, precious stone, and silver, all that fire will do that is burn the dross off of it and make it purified. And so therefore, in essence, the works you have, if they stand, if they're the right kind of works, they'll stand, and great will be your reward. There'll be crowns that you'll have in which you will be able to cast back at the feet of Jesus. And also, if your works do not stand, if they're burned, that's the wood, hay, and stubble, then you will suffer loss. There'll be no rewards. There'll be no crowns to cast back at the feet of Jesus. But He Himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So the judgment seat is, all of us are going to have to face that. If you've been saved by the grace of God, you'll have to come before the judgment seat. And therefore, Paul said, knowing that it's not going to be a Sunday school picnic, but a terror of the Lord, we persuade men. We are trying to live for Jesus in such a way that we'll have gold, precious stones, and silver that'll stand. And great will be your reward, and you'll have crowns, in essence, to cast back at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's right after the rapture, the judgment seat takes place. While that's taking place in heaven, there on this earth will be the wrath of God will be poured out upon this earth. I'm talking about the vials, the trumpets, and the thunders. But the saints of God will be safe there in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ, and they'll be judged. Now, right after the judgment seat, what's going to happen? There's going to be something else that the Lord's going to do for every saint of God, for everyone He's saved. There's the marriage supper which you'll attend. You see, now we're just a spouse. When you're saved, somebody says we're married to the Lord. Well, it's so binding, like the Old Testament type. In the time of a spousal, they were called married. They were called husband and wife, but yet they had not been consummated yet, because the marriage altar and the marriage bed had not come. But, oh, the spousal was so binding that God wouldn't even let them break it in the original back in the beginning, even the spousal. And that's eternal security for the saints of God. Everyone who's been justified will stand there one day at the marriage supper and be joined to our Lord Jesus Christ. He as the bridegroom, us as the bride. Now, Revelations 19:7-9 speaks about this. He said, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And so therefore, said there's what it speaks about, and the saints of God. Now you notice, and he goes on to say, and he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Blessed are they which are called. Now that word called is the invitation to salvation, to justification that every child of God receives. In other words, it's called the effectual call. And that means that call that's capable of producing the desired effect, which is to be justified. Romans 8:30 said, all He called, He justified. So it's talking about those who've had the effectual call. All who had the effectual call are saved. And folks, there's many false doctrines that's been consummated. And what they've done, they said that only a certain few's going to be in the bride, and the rest's going to be just guests because they wasn't called. Listen, every man who's been saved has that call. And there's not going to be any guests there. It's going to be all are going to be saved. Now, the saved will be in that bride. Now, how do you know that? Well, the Bible tells us so in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse number 27. Listen to what God says about the New Jerusalem, which is where the bride's going to dwell in the New Jerusalem. And it tells who's going to be there and who's not going to be there. And this is what it says in verse 27 of Revelation 21. And there shall in no wise enter into it, meaning the New Jerusalem, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. It said, they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. who's written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Every person who's been saved, even those who died safe, is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Even the Old Testament saints are there, and the New Testament saints are there. Folks, listen, we've got to understand that we've had a lot of doctrine. People say, well, some are going to be in the bride, and some are going to be a guest. What they're trying to do is develop a doctrine that's going to include everybody. Folks, I want to tell you, everybody's not going to be there, because you can't be saved without truth. And if you're in a church that doesn't preach truth, then you can't be saved under that. You're going to have to receive truth somewhere. And God, when God saves you, if you're in a church that doesn't preach truth, you'll get out of that church and get into a church that does preach truth if you've genuinely been saved. And so therefore, He says, all that's in the Book of Life. Now you realize something, the Book of Life is there of the babies, Old Testament saints, the New Testament saints. Remember we dealt with when's your name written there? It wasn't when you're saved. It was written there in the Book of Living. And safe till you reach the knowledge of accountability, subject to being blotted out if you wasn't saved, if you rejected life. But once you were saved, your name was permatized by the blood of Jesus, laminated by the blood, never to be erased, is what God said in His Word. We have a message on that. If you'd like it, contact us. We'll be glad to send you a copy of that. Mention, when's your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Look it up on the website, as all these messages are archived on their web, thepersuader.org. And I pray that you'll see that. You see, the Bible said in Luke chapter 13, verse number 29, and just before that, Matthew spoke about the fact, not only what Luke says, but they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And the Bible says we'll sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So the bride, the marriage supper is going to be there. The Lord will take the towel unto Himself and He'll serve us again. When He instituted the Lord's Supper, He said He wouldn't do it until He got on the other side. But that day, after the judgment seat, after those crowns are cast back at His feet, there will be the marriage supper of the Lamb, and there will be no guests there. All saints will be there, all who've been justified. And God said, in other words, what's He going to do for those who've been justified? He's going to carry you through. He's going to carry complete salvation in you, complete sanctification, complete glorification. Spirit, soul, and body shall be delivered safe on heaven's golden port of shore. There will be a judgment seat in which all the works that's wood and stubble will be burned. And then there will be the marriage supper, a purified Lamb of God, clean, wearing those the clothing it talked about of being clean at that time. And they'll stand there before the Lord there at that day and be joined unto Him, all because of what the Lord Jesus did for all of us on the cross of Calvary. Now, it's finished on the cross of Calvary, but it's got to be a reality in your life. Thank God for what the Lord will do in the future for all He has saved. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.